What is up, everybody? It's your boys. This is the Off-Field Generals podcast brought to you by Tuned In Sports. It's your boy Wish, your boy Hunter, and we've got Devin with us. We finally was able to swing our third homie.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Sorry.
He's not riding in the streets quite yet.
No. I got some. There's a pallet of bricks that got left down there.
Since Joe Jorgensen didn't win.
There you go.
Dude, she had a shot, man.
Yeah, definitely. We're not going to talk about any of that.
Yeah, no, we're good.
We kept it. We had our short little discussion about all that before I hit record on this here Adobe Audition. So if you're looking for something that's not going to talk about the election, this is the place to go. You could also tune into what seems like every ESPN channel right now is showing some Mac football.
Ugh.
Every single one of them.
Maction, baby.
Great.
We had three games going prior, while we were waiting for Devin to get here. We had three Maction games going. Really four, because we were switching between a couple on one of the monitors. But that is now down to just one game that just I'm watching right now. And that's Buffalo versus Northern Illinois. Got my UB Bulls. I figured since now that I'm an unbiased Big J journalist covering BYU, and I can't like fanboy over the Cougars, I need a college football team that I can fan over.
Buffalo it is then.
I had chosen Mississippi State, if you
right.
do recall.
I recall.
They stink.
Right.
So psych.
What the heck happened? Well, and we don't get into that.
Well, LSU's bad.
Yeah.
Like very. Mississippi State beat LSU and we were like, whoa, yeah, all right. Mississippi State, the real deal. And then
they
turns out, no.
Stunk it up.
Mississippi State wasn't good. LSU was just incredibly bad.
Yep.
Like that was, and that's why week one reactions are always my favorite, because you get like the full on, that's when the hottest takes come out.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Preseason, you don't really get a lot of hot takes just because everyone's kind of piggybacking off of what they saw the year prior. The hot takes, you really come after week one. Because
yes,
we were like,
very true.
Because I think I sat on this podcast and I was like, Mississippi State's going to be undefeated going into that week against Alabama. Nope. Didn't win a single game since. And they got wrecked by Alabama, which, I mean, that's not a discredit on Mississippi State because everyone gets wrecked by Alabama. But I think they failed to score, which the Mike
right.
Leach offense, everyone's like, whoa, like air raid.
Big
come
bombers.
SEC.
Uh-oh.
I don't know. Looks
He's
like
got
it does
the recruits
work.
Now.
Looks like it does work. No, it took 6 days
next
for
please.
The SEC to
yeah.
figure out
next.
The Mike Leach air raid. And it's I don't think it's necessarily Mike Leach because you're changing the whole offensive system and you got to get kind of your guys in there. So I'll give Mike Leach the benefit of the doubt. But long story short, is in a roundabout way, what I'm saying is Buffalo Bulls are my fanboy team. And right now, looking good. We're looking great right now. Had back-to-back scoop and score touchdowns of 40 yards. Fumble return for a touchdown. Northern Illinois got the ball back. 60 seconds later, another fumble return for a touchdown. So things are going great for the UB Bulls.
Maction, baby, Maction.
Maction is back. Let's get to it, though. Let's start with our fifth down weekend takeaways. We'll start with Devin, then we'll go to me, and then we'll go to Alex.
All right.
My weekend takeaways is... college football, obviously, because that's the big hitter right now, besides the election, but we said we wouldn't talk about that. I still want to ride it while I have it undefeated. I want to talk about BYU football.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
What was your takeaway from the BYU game?
My takeaway was Western Kentucky stinks. They're very bad.
Yes.
BYU
that went, you...
walked all over them like I thought they would.
Yeah.
And we knew they were bad before, but watching them, they were very bad. And it was awesome because a guy that I knew is a huge Western Kentucky fan, and he actually went to, not law school, I think he did his undergrad there. But it's just really awesome just kind of rubbing salt in the wound for him.
Rubbing it in.
He was trying to make excuses like this, that, this, or that. And I'm like, no, no, no.
Yeah.
You guys just suck. So that's my
Turns
weekend
out.
Takeaway, my Cougs.
Turns out very bad. Is your weekend takeaway Zach could be Zach Wilson's a top 10 NFL draft pick?
I do think he is. And
Dude,
I do
despite what Tabo said?
Well, Tabo had no absolutely no he doesn't have the it factor. He just doesn't have the it factor.
Undrafted.
He's
yeah,
undrafted.
I don't know about
you know,
all that.
Just every NFL draft scout anyone has them going in the top 20 right now, which I don't know, he could fall out of that. But why would he be undrafted? In Tabo's mind, if he was in every NFL mock draft right now.
The undrafted, I think, was like a...
The frustration?
No, I think it was just like a over-exaggeration. Like, I don't think Tabo actually thought he was going undrafted. I think it was just kind of trying to illustrate his point.
But it was just hilarious because he kept saying, why? Why is he not good? He just doesn't have it.
Well, no, that's what Tabo does, though. He makes takes that doesn't... And then he doesn't, like, he doesn't... He's not planned for a rebuttal.
I appreciate that he has his takes.
Yes.
Right?
It's like, great. It's for interesting times. Yeah. But the conversations don't last long because we ask, we rebuttal, and then we don't get anything back in return.
You just say, why?
Yeah.
And then, come on.
It's true. But he brings it. Like, he could just piggyback with everything else. But the fact that he's like, no. Like, he's going to be a bust. Yeah. He doesn't have a reason to think that.
But he just wants
it. He thinks it. And so it's like, at least I appreciate that he has takes and
but
he brings
them.
But
to piggyback off Zach Wilson, and I'll close here.
Okay.
He made a couple throws that were incredible. And you guys talked about it on your show with John Beck.
Yep.
I listened to that. That specific throw to Dax Milne where he looked off the safety.
Versus Western Kentucky.
Touchdown
at the end of the first quarter.
It's such great quarterback play, and I look at that, and that, I think, solidifies him as at least the first or second round draft pick.
I wouldn't even say second round. I would say that solidifies him as a first round.
Right, like, but I'm barring something drops.
Barring like he tears his Achilles.
Tears his Achilles and or maybe stinks it up these next few games, which I don't even think that'll make him drop too much. But
yeah. I mean, it's interesting. He's gone. Would you rather have Zach Wilson be a top 10 pick or in the 10 to 20 range?
Probably 10 to 20 range, because 10 to 20 range means that he's going to sit behind someone for a little and isn't going to go to just an abysmal dumpster fire per se.
Not even necessarily sit behind someone, but go to a better
situation. Go to a mid-level or sit behind someone for a little bit, maybe for a year, but I hope that happens, because if he gets thrown in like a Sam Darnold and is just set up to fail, then he'll fail. Most of them do, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. You don't want him to go to a Jacksonville or a... I don't know. Washington, I would say I would normally throw Washington into that category, but I think with Ron Rivera, the culture is changing. So
hopefully.
My weekend takeaway is that the Patriots are dead.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's good old time.
Put the nail in the coffin.
So
I mean,
bad,
me and Alex talked about it last week, and we went through our schedule. I said that they're going to get 5 wins. You still had them at 8-8, I think.
I think it's, yeah. I mean, it's still possible.
I was going to say that for the first time ever, I'm a fan of the worst team out of any of us on the podcast, but Tabo is an Eagles fan, so
yeah,
they saved me from that. But
the Broncos are doing okay, right?
I know. Well, I couldn't say the Patriots are worse than the
Broncos.
That was
lucky on Sunday.
Because the Broncos beat the Patriots.
Right.
Right. And the Seahawks beat the Patriots. We don't play the Eagles, but I'm still confident that Patriots are better than the Eagles.
Well.
It's just, there's no one on offense. Like, literally, Damian Harris. And James White is good, but he's only good in the pass game, and right now we don't have a quarterback that can get him the ball. Cam Newton, I thought, knew that when you're at the opponent's 20-yard line, down 3, with a chance at the very least to tie the game, the one thing you don't do is turn the ball over. I thought he knew that. Turns out he didn't, because that's what he did. Mm-hmm. He fumbled the ball. Ah. Like, I don't get it. Like, that's the one thing you have to do. Like, when I was 8 years old, I learned that in that situation, the one thing you do is you carry the ball with 2 hands and you don't turn it over. You don't fumble.
Yeah, you do that in Madden and NCAA. Like, you purposefully cover up because you
protect,
know it's coming.
Yeah, you protect the ball. And apparently Cam Newton, no one thought to tell him that. And he didn't know it because he fumbled the ball and they lost to the Bills. I'm shocked that it was even that close. And it's interesting that I'm so down on the Patriots, because really the only game we've lost that I thought we shouldn't have lost was Broncos. Because it's like Seahawks, well, yeah, you know, don't expect us to beat the Seahawks. Chiefs, don't expect us to beat the Chiefs.
You got to beat the Broncos.
49ers, I didn't expect us to beat the 49ers. And Bills, I didn't expect to beat the Bills. But the Broncos loss is really the only one of the 5 that I was like, we shouldn't lose that game. And yet, it's just, I watch the team. There's no excitement on offense. Our defense is so-so, just because so many people opted out. We really don't have a big, you know, zero pass rush. And so the Patriots are dead. They're going to win five games. They're going to get like the eighth overall pick, and they're going to trade down for like 3 second rounders, and they're going to pick backup left guard and a Division II guy that no one's ever heard of to play linebacker that's going to spend the first half of his rookie season on IR. And then we're going to trade the other second round pick for a fourth and a fifth, and we're going to draft two guys that never make the active roster. Like, that's what nice. We've done the last, like, 3 years, right? We went all out getting a running back and a wide receiver for back-to-back years in the first round, and they stink. Like, absolutely stink. Sony Michel stinks. N'Keal Harry stinks. And that's just our draft. Tom Brady covered up a lot of holes for us.
It's rough go.
The last few years. And, I mean, was it all worth it to, like, go all in and spend all this money on guys who inevitably left and now we don't have any money to spend for new guys? Yes, it was worth it because we went to four Super Bowls and won three of them. So I'd say it was worth it. But it sucks now for the first time in 30 years not to have a franchise quarterback. And we'll see in the NFL draft if we do have a franchise quarterback. That could possibly be Zach Wilson.
Could be. Kevin.
Could be.
Hunter, I want to say this, though. Welcome to being a fan of most every other team in the NFL besides...
The Packers.
Packers, Saints, Patriots...
Yeah, Packers, Saints, Patriots. I mean, Seahawks before Russell Wilson for a few years.
Before 2000 and basically 10.
I was about to call you out.
It was only like 3 years, really. Because you had Hasselbeck. Yeah. You went to the Super Bowl in
2006. We went Hasselbeck in 2005, and then it went downhill from there because Sean Alexander just decided to not want to be running
back
anymore.
But then in 10, Sean, have we ever seen like just a quicker drop-off?
To breaking records, right? To setting nothing. The rushing touchdown, like, single season record, to just gone.
Because it's like, even Chris Johnson, like, had over 2,000 rushing yards, and, like, he still kind of had something left.
Right.
Over those next few years. Sean Alexander just went ham, like, for 1 year. I mean, it was a few years. He had a couple good years leading up to that. But just that 1-05, 06 year.
Yeah, you guys, I mean, I can't say Broncos.
It's true, though.
Broncos got a Super Bowl in between there, so I can't be too petty.
I mean, you went to 2-1-1.
I know, but I said they got a Super Bowl ring in there, so I can't be too petty there.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll deal with the 6 Super Bowls.
Oh, man.
Since I've been alive. But it's just something you're not used to, right? I mean, when you're used to just going into every game
steamrolling
expecting to win. Like, that's the thing, is like, I've gone, like, even when the Patriots weren't at their peak, you'd still go in as a Patriots fan expecting them to win.
Right.
Because they're the Patriots. At this point, it's just something I'm never used to expecting the Patriots to lose. Like, I expect them to win this week because we're playing the Jets. But, like, after that, I mean, I don't have the schedule pulled up.
Jets get their first win against Patriots. I'm going to freak out.
You're playing chess while everyone else is playing checkers if you're Bill Belichick and you're getting the Jets to win so that you don't have to face Trevor Lawrence for the next 2 decades. Right? I mean, that's ultimate Bill Belichick move, is to throw this game and throw week 17 versus the Jets so
you
don't have to face Trevor Lawrence for the next 10 plus years. It's like, that's
a real move.
I feel bad for Trevor Lawrence having to go.
Trevor Lawrence goes to the Giants and not the Jets. But we got the Jets. We got the Jets, and then we have the Ravens, so we're going to get, I mean, we're back-to-back weeks on primetime.
What happened to the Ravens?
Patriots-Jets on Monday Night Football this week is hilarious. The Ravens are going to get steamrolled by the Ravens, the Texans, then the Cardinals and the Chargers and the Rams and the Dolphins and the Bills and the Jets. So, I mean, 2 wins against the Jets and then maybe the Chargers, just because the Chargers give up so many leads, but it's in LA, so I don't know. 4 wins, 5 wins. I think between Houston, Chargers, and Dolphins, we win one of those. I think if we can get one of those 3 and 5 wins, I will consider that a success from where we're standing right now.
Speaking of quarterbacks, I was wrong about that Herbert cat.
We were, yes. I tweeted that out.
I saw that.
I was very wrong.
I personally was saying I was very wrong.
Turns out Justin Herbert is good.
Yeah. Not overrated.
The people who were saying he would be the number one overall pick coming out from his junior year were, in fact, correct. Northern Illinois just dropped a easiest touchdown you'll ever see.
Action.
Just breadbasket in the chest in the end zone on a post route. Just dropped it. Just straight up dropped it.
Listen.
Maction.
Love it.
Maction, baby.
Love the Maction.
Your takeaway, Alex.
The Cowboys are absolutely nothing without Dak Prescott.
Were they anything prior?
They had something. They had something there. They had something.
Our guy, DiNucci.
DiNucci?
Benched.
Garbage.
Benched.
I like how they were just like hyping up his little sidearm throw that went out of bounds, though. I like that little, like, how that caused
got
a ruckus.
Got a little bit of Mahomes
caused
in
a little bit of a ruckus.
Got
on
a little bit of Mahomes
in the Twitter sphere.
That's what they were going crazy with.
Yeah, I was like, come on, man. Is that sad, though?
Anyone can throw sidearm. Yeah. The thing about
especially
Mahomes is it goes to his target.
Right. Anyone can throw sidearms out of bounds. But that's what's crazy is how sad that's what it is to go off of. That's how bad that game was. That all you have to go off of is this little sidearm throw of the team that lost. Not even the team that won.
You had Cowboys as money line in that game.
I did. I did.
Cowboys are turning to their fourth quarterback in 5 weeks.
It's just incredible.
Ben DiNucci benched.
Gone.
Cooper Rush or Garrett Gilbert will start this out.
Cooper Rush better start because that's just a dope name. Cooper Rush. Sounds like a comeback story. Or just, you know.
Did they got to have like a quarterback that played, or a wide receiver that played quarterback at some point. Just toss him in there.
I'm trying to pull up.
Yeah, get Julian Edelman. Have a trade. Trade for Julian Edelman.
Yeah,
if either of you can tell me where Garrett Gilbert and Cooper Rush went to school, I will buy dinner.
Wow. Okay. So here we go, right? So Cooper Rush probably played with for like someone random. Like I'm going to go in. It's going to be FCS.
No, they're both FBS.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so then UAB is...
Oh, pick six. Come on, Buffalo. Taking it back. Let's go.
Maction.
Yeah,
Maction.
So Cooper Rush probably played for like UAB, and then who's the other dude?
Garrett Gilbert.
Garrett Gilbert definitely like sounds like a dude that played for Temple.
Three defensive touchdowns for Buffalo tonight. Your guesses, Devin.
Rice and Central Michigan.
Who to who?
Say the names again.
Cooper Rush, Garrett Gilbert.
Cooper Rush, Central Michigan, Gilbert, Rice.
Devin was actually really close. Cooper Rush did go to Central Michigan. Garrett Gilbert, you said Rice, which is in the state of Texas. Garrett Gilbert went to Texas and then transferred to SMU.
Oh.
So he played in Texas. Devin was disturbingly close on those guesses, but... yeah, the Cowboys. What made you pick the Cowboys going to that Eagles game? Because I think you were like the only person in the world.
Here's like a little like low key dig, all right? And it's gonna suck. So my girlfriend does listen to this podcast just to like hype our views up,
hey.
Right? She's an Eagles fan.
She's half of our listeners.
It was a little bit of a dig. Yeah, probably. Probably, man. Just like
not half our listeners. I just want to point that out.
Yeah. Spamming it out. But it's a little bit
although
of a
Alex's family probably does make up
yeah, no, listen, they all kinda go
solid
in.
Solid percentage.
Really appreciate them. But
shout out
to the crew. But no, it was a little bit more of like a dig.
Just to make her mad.
Just to be like, hey, guess who I picked?
It was
guess,
one of your two
it
was one of your two game pick losses. It was Cowboys money line.
Yeah, because I picked the money line, that was my outright upset pick because it was come on. Yeah. Yeah.
It turned out
I was wrong.
I mean,
I still went 5-2.
Yeah.
I was fine with my game picks that week.
Yeah, you could afford a Cowboy.
I can afford taking a reach.
Oh yeah.
For sure.
The big time losers are the Cowboys though. I mean, that what a freaking dumpster fire is going on right now in Dallas, and surprisingly just no moves by them at the trade deadline.
With so much hope.
Winner of the week though, Alex. Who you got?
So, for the sake, I'm going to actually jump into my winner and loser because they're the same squad.
Oh, wow.
49ers. They are my winner and my loser.
Go on.
I'm going to go into loser first. Loser, Jimmy G's out. Team's starting to not like him. They're going to start to be like,
And George Kittle out.
George Kittle's also hurt. So, no, losers.
And
you lost, a division game. Awesome.
I think you also have, like, Trent Williams is out. Tomorrow night.
Yeah, and Trent Williams was talking.
Brandon Ayuk.
Yes. See?
Trent Williams, Debo Samuel, all placed on COVID-19 list because of the contract tracing.
Oh my gosh, that's bad.
So therefore, loser, right?
Kendrick Bourne also out because he got COVID.
Yep.
And then you have Jimmy G and Kittle out with injury.
Hey, Fred Warner, though.
Isn't that crazy?
Fred Warner's a nice
puppet. Mostert is going to ball tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
I picked up Mostert. I picked up Mostert. I picked up Mostert on free agent.
Just so you
did?
Know he's going to toss
up. Starting that guy. He's the only one on the offense going to touch the ball.
I'm not so hard. Who are they playing?
Green Bay. Green Bay's run defense is last in the league.
Yeah, they're not great.
Oh,
so you,
yeah,
you
that's
should be
actually
okay.
A good pickup.
I know.
Yeah, you'll
Let's
be okay.
Go.
You'll be okay. But so then my winner.
Also 49ers.
The 49ers.
Go on.
Cue Zach Wilson.
Ooh.
Cue he looked good
Wilson.
In that offense.
Ooh. He would look good in that offense. And guess what?
Look good in that uniform.
What division has two quarterbacks just like Zach Wilson? The
NFC
West.
East. Oh.
No. You got Kyler Murray in Arizona.
That's true.
Russell Wilson in Seattle. But dynamic quarterbacks are just, yeah. That's what Zach Wilson is. Like,
Goff be the worst quarterback in that division?
Yeah.
Former number one overall pick?
Yeah. Goff's kind
People
of a bum.
Wilson on Wilson.
People are
Listen,
asking.
I would
that's
like
true.
To, I
Two
would
Wilsons.
Be okay.
Two Wilsons.
Yeah, I'd be okay
division.
Seeing Zach Wilson. He'd look great in a 49ers uniform.
He would look
great. He looked
Kyle
fantastic.
Shanahan. I think of Zach Wilson in the Kyle Shanahan offense.
Be fantastic, right?
Oh, my
fantastic.
Goodness.
So this is where they cue in and say, we are headhunting for Zach Wilson.
Yes.
So
tank
for Zach.
For
winner.
Zach. Tank for Wilson.
Winner because now they've
There's
got
There's competition,
their guy.
Though. The,
right,
Viking,
sure.
The Vikings are also trying to tank for Wilson.
Right. I get
are the Bears,
it.
Too?
I get it.
I don't know what's going on with the Bears.
They're still fine.
I mean, they need Zach.
Yeah.
But I think the Bears, I mean, Matt Nagy. That's the thing is, like, I think you would think that Zach Wilson in a Matt Nagy offense, considering he's part of the Andy Reid family tree, would be awesome. But Matt Nagy's play calling has been
very
suspect,
yes.
Suspect, to say the least. We'll talk more 49ers here in a little bit. My winner is the nation. Today is perhaps one of the most consequential, important days in the, you know, in quite some time in our country. And I know I said we weren't going to talk like a whole lot about it at the beginning of the show, but winner is the nation because today the Mac returns.
Yeah.
return of Maction.
Return
in,
of the Mac.
In 2020, with everything going on, with all the fighting and animosity and divide in our country, the one thing that can bring us all together is some Mac football.
Absolutely.
Nothing better than freaking Bowling Green versus Kent State on a Wednesday night. Smooth bridge the gap from Monday night football to Thursday night football. Mac is back.
Do you have that Return of the Mac song?
It was our band of the day on the show today.
Let's
was
go, yeah. Dude. That's, man, it's a great yeah. song. I'm listening to when I leave here tonight.
Yeah, I thought about coming back, starting the show with it, but because it was our band of the day on the show, I had already listened to it a few times. But
so, yeah.
Mac is back. I love it. The opening kickoff of Akron, Western Michigan, was an onside kick that Akron recovered that did not count. And that was just...
That's Maction.
That's the chef's kiss of the start of the Mac season, and I love it. So that's my winner. My loser is Aaron Rodgers. If you're Aaron Rodgers, how badly do you just want to burn the Packers front office's buildings to the ground? Like, you've got to be seriously considering some sort of felony at this point. Because they trade up in the draft to get Jordan Love. Then here you are at the trade deadline, and people are saying the Packers should go after Will Fuller. People within the Packers organization are wanting to go after Will Fuller. And the front office is split because they're not so sure they want to invest money into Will Fuller. Essentially saying, we don't care about winning right now. Like, we're not going to chase a Super Bowl this season. We don't care that Aaron Rodgers is getting older. We don't care that his second leading receiver is the backup running back, Jamal Williams. In terms of receptions, it goes Davante Adams, and then like half as many is number two, Jamal Williams.
And that's crazy.
Tell
me that's like, because like,
no
Davante
one.
Adams was out for like three games.
Throwing it to no one.
Oh.
Hey, Jamal's been showing out, though.
Jamal's been I mean, for a running back, that is fantastic for Jamal.
Yeah.
But that shouldn't
but
be the situation.
Team,
that should not be the situation.
The pack. Aaron Rodgers, I don't know what he's got to do, man, but he cannot be happy. He's just got to go. He's got to go somewhere else that's going to give him the opportunity to win. And it's just a shame that the Packers, because I don't like the Packers and I don't like Aaron Rodgers, but as a football fan sitting here thinking, wow, I can't believe how the Packers wasted Aaron Rodgers' entire career.
Dude, what if Rodgers somehow found his way to San Francisco?
He's from California.
He went to school up by the isn't Berkeley up by the bay?
Yeah, well Berkeley is just north of Oakland. So just the other side. I don't know. There's another quarterback I think could possibly move to San Francisco, but again, we'll get to that later. So that's my loser of the week. Devin, your winner.
My winner of the week is just like I said earlier, I didn't want to tweet it, but college football, now that everything is going to be back on track. I mean, barring COVID cases, but you get the Pac-12 back. You get Maction back. The Mountain West is back. Yeah, BYU might slip down in the polls a little bit, but it's back. I love it.
New York Giants fans just got a hold of my tweet from a couple days ago on Monday night, saying, not going to lie, Zach Wilson will look good in that giant blue, and now a Giants fan just retweeted it a couple minutes ago, and now I've got a couple of them responding, saying, this guy, at DJSmooth5, says, son, him and Judge, he can make our team great. So New York City is picking up on the Zach Wilson train.
There you go.
We'll see, at least according to DJSmooth5.
I trust DJ Smooth.
And Uncle Gus, NYC.
Full faith in you, DJ Smooth.
Shout out.
Five.
Shout out to the two random New York City guys that saw my tweet from 48 hours ago.
I can already tell you he's got a better arm than Jones.
Daniel Jones is bad.
Oh,
Daniel
man.
Jones.
That was.
Daniel Jones is addicted to turning the ball.
That game
gross.
Solidified.
And he's finding new ways to do it.
That game just solidified how bad he is.
Yes. I mean, we all knew he was bad.
Right, but that was like the, wow.
I mean, it had to have been 2018 or 2019 draft for quarterbacks. You got Kyler Murray, number one, but then Daniel Jones and Dwayne Haskins.
Wow.
Rough. Cardinals should be thanking their stars.
Dude, that one.
That they got the number one overall pick, or they may be stuck with Josh Rosen and Daniel Jones.
That one throw that Daniel Jones had where he just like literally threw it. Direct. There wasn't even a receiver in the vicinity.
Hey, he let him down the field at the end. It should have been a pass interference. Can we agree on that?
And he
2-point conversion should have been. The trip versus the Eagles was all time.
Oh.
Just Joe Buck simultaneous. He's going to go, and he is gone. And
he's
then five.
Gone.
And then 2 seconds later, Daniel Jones trips over his own feet. Not even over his own feet, just on the grass. His upper body was moving faster than his lower body.
Come on, bro.
He just tripped.
Hey, honestly, would too. I'd be like, I'm about to score a rushing NFL touchdown.
Speaking of addicted, Northern Illinois is addicted to dropping balls.
He dropped another
one. Just dropping passes left and right. Oh. 49-16, by the way. So the over, Alex, I'm sorry, has cashed. I had Bulls.
At least,
I had Bulls.
We're not counting the
match
in for a game pick.
No, that was just
so
a
hey,
fun kind of thing. But I had it. But I did choose. I had Bulls minus 14, and they are up 33. So we're
there you
feeling
go.
Good about our picks. Your loser, Devin?
My loser is, I was going to change it because you talked about him earlier, but I have to just because it feels so good. Patriots.
Yes.
Definitely losers. I don't even need to point it out. They're pointing it out themselves.
Big time.
Let's go.
It's a
good time.
I thought Cam Newton that first game, I was like, wow, this might not be that big of a drop-off. But since then, wow, it's been a drop-off.
It's a happy time.
This is going to be an interesting offseason for my fandom.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it right now.
what moves is Buffalo making?
And it's not a bandwagon thing. It's just this is the first time in my life that was I a Brady fan or was I a Patriots fan? And I was a Patriots fan, leaning Patriots fan. But a couple of big things could happen that may have me second guessing things, or not second guessing, but rearranging my alliances. If Zach Wilson, depending on who he goes to, I may just ride with Zach.
I'm going to ride with Zach.
Actual?
I mean, not like full, like I'll bandwagon the teams that he's on.
But like,
I'm not
going
to go like full in and be that. Like after he leaves, I'm not going to be a fan of that team per se.
That was what I was wondering.
But
maybe
I'll follow him.
Maybe.
Even if he goes to the Patriots.
Okay.
If
Zach, there's a list of teams that if Zach Wilson goes to, I will buy his jersey on draft night. One team that if he goes to, I will consider switching my allegiances to. Also, may consider switching my allegiances depending on what Washington's new team name is, since they're the hometown team.
Okay.
And I can't really, you can't call someone a bandwagon for hopping on Washington football team.
No.
I guess not.
I mean, you're going to go from six-time Super Bowl to perennial dumpster fire. But it'll be interesting. I'm just saying, if the Patriots screw this draft up, Zach Wilson goes somewhere, or Washington picks the Red Wolves, I will at least approach it as a possibility.
The idea will be
on
the
table.
The idea will be on the table.
Yes, the idea is on the table. Question of the week. Let's switch gears for 5-10 minutes.
All right. Okay.
This is we're a little late to the party, but last week it was just me and Alex, and so I didn't want to go really heavy into this topic because I wanted Devin on here since he is the resident Utah Jazz fan. But how will the sale of the Utah Jazz impact the team moving forward?
Am I starting?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll start with you since you're the diehard Jazz fan.
I think it'll bring innovation in ways I don't know yet, but just his mindset and, you know, the new kind of young tech mind that he has, I think he'll bring innovation to the team, which I'm not sure how that plays out in a roster per se, but I do think maybe, I don't know how much, I mean, obviously the owner has most to say in a lot of things, but I don't know, maybe uniforms might be a little different.
Could he bring back the Purple Mountains?
Maybe.
That'd be sweet.
The stadium has already been redone, so I know that's not going to be much. Will the name Vivint Smart Home Arena still be the name?
Well, I would assume so.
I mean, till the contract's up.
Yeah.
But who would come in after?
Qualtrics?
Maybe.
But the thing is, like, Qualtrics and Vivint aren't rivals.
Exactly. I mean, they're different,
like, they're
parts of the market.
They're not competing businesses, you know.
So it could still be Vivint, which I think they need to change, by the way. Just personal preference.
Shout out Masood.
Yes, shout out Masood. But just innovation. That's my overall answer. I think he'll be innovative. I still am thinking about it. I have been for a week now. I don't know in which ways he'll bring innovation, but it's a new, young, fresh mind. Gale obviously got sick of it, and I think with the way the movie theaters were going, I mean, it can't be good. It was the time to sell.
Yeah, well, I just think, you know, many of the other businesses that the LHM group owns took a huge hit, that it was more so, let's
right, and
sell
she doesn't now. She doesn't like, my dad has talked to her a few times. She doesn't like running it per se.
Like
she loves the Jazz,
stuff.
But she just doesn't like the headache of it.
Yeah, I'm sure she enjoys like going to the games, but like all the day-to-day.
And how many years it's been, your husband's gone. She's sick of it. You know, it was the time. It was the right time. Great move because it'll keep him in Utah. Mm-hmm. When I woke up, I saw a text that Jazz were sold. I was like, mother effer, man, until I found out who it was. So I was good.
Alex, how do you foresee... I know you're not like a huge NBA guy, but
I mean, listen, because my squad, got sold off, and
your new squad has been sold.
Listen, my soul died when the Sonics died. Right, so my NBA fandom.
Couple of Sonic stickers, three Sonic stickers that I can see. Four,
dude. No, I got
four
plenty
Sonic
on here, dude.
Stickers.
Okay, 1, 2, 3,
six, seven.
Enough. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. Yeah. I don't know what the 7-1 I saw was.
Maybe you saw the green Jazz stuff here. That looks like Sonic's colors, maybe. Yeah. Anyway.
Six.
They died. My NBA, like my true NBA fandom died when the Sonics died. I love the Jazz. I do. I'm a fan of the Jazz. That's the team I go for, right?
Like, you'll go to Jazz games and
absolutely
party.
Light it up. Anyway, I think this is going to be great for the Utah Jazz. I think they're going to spend a little bit more money. And I think they're going to have more attractive contracts. So I'm interested to see how this goes down.
Maybe some more innovative approaches.
Yeah.
To how to build a roster.
Yep.
That's what I just can't fathom how it's going to be yet. You know, we just don't know.
I mean, probably the only thing right now that I could think of off the top of my head is Ryan may be a little more willing to go into the luxury tax.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He'll be a little... Like, the Millers were fine to spend money when they felt the time was right. But Ryan, I think, may be like... Oh, do what it takes to
like get this guy.
Get someone. Or get do what it takes to re-sign, you know, such and such.
Right.
And I mean, basketball is, there's the salary cap and then there's the luxury tax and then there's the hard cap. So it's a little harder to work around. But when you have, you know, it's not like baseball where it's, if you have an owner that's willing to go all in, then you're going to be able to sign whoever. But the Jazz, at least there may at times, and again,
yeah,
you know, with a basketball team, there's only so much you can spend. They'll at least be probably more willing to give them the luxury tax. Ryan may be more aggressive in terms of here's a guy, let's bring him in, kind of mentality.
Let me just go on an off topic rant here. Why the heck wouldn't BYU let Ryan just trick out all of their facilities? It drives me crazy.
Did they not let him?
I don't know. He at one point, I believe, offered to put some money towards a new locker room for football.
Well, because with BYU, it's very, everything has to be even.
I know that, and it's ridiculous. I don't get why the Board of Trustees will not just say, okay, you, this one time, come make it better.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway,
well,
because
then, Bill, because then it's like, well, if we give football a new locker room, you know, it's the old adage.
Yeah, but what if that one guy is only willing to pay for the football?
Then that's when I think BYU says, never mind. Yeah. Like, I'm sure if Ryan said, I want to give every sport a new locker room.
Yeah.
Then BYU, of course, would be
like,
sure.
If you're listening, Ryan, somehow if you're listening, you got the money. Just do it.
He's a big fan.
Get her done.
He's a big fan.
All right. Continue on. Sorry.
But yeah, I mean, I think also, too, like you mentioned, Devin, like movie theaters are struggling. It was probably the right time for the Millers to sell in that aspect. It's probably a good time, too, to just sell and bring in a new owner just because at the crossroads that the NBA and the Jazz face right now. I mean, this is a new age of NBA with, you know, Supermax players and these superstars teaming up and
babies.
And now the Jazz have to decide what to do with Rudy Gobert, and Donovan Mitchell's going to, you know, get a max extension and be a restricted free agent. And, you know, Mike Conley's got a year left on his deal. It's kind of a crossroads for the NBA and for the Jazz that, you know, the Millers probably had a little bit more of an old school approach to things, right? You build in the draft and your homegrown talent and things like that. Ryan probably brings a new, younger perspective onto how NBA teams are run. And it just continues the trend of, you know, these tech billionaires buying these teams and then going all in with, you know, Steve Ballmer buys the Clippers and what do? They hire they didn't hire Doc Rivers, but they trade Chris Paul and they bring in Kawhi Leonard and they bring in Paul George and all, you know, going all in on let's get these superstar players to come. So it's interesting. I don't know how much will change, just at least from a day-to-day kind of perspective, just because I think, you know, there's only so much really that an owner can do. Like, unless you're a Jerry Jones type where you're going to also be the GM.
Yeah.
I think there's only so much an owner can do when it comes to, you know, roster build and, you know, the players and things like that.
I hope he doesn't go Jerry Jones, because Jerry Jones' method doesn't work.
Certainly has not been working.
I've seen some pretty good memes, though, where it's Jerry Jones is just like, screw it, give me the helmet. Like, I'm going to be quarterback from now
on. He's a former player.
Might as well.
Former football player. But so, I mean, it's interesting to watch. And obviously, you know, it's the first time the Jazz have been sold.
Yeah,
since they came to Utah. So it's going to be a big, big deal. But in terms of how it impacts the on-court product.
Yeah. Like I said, it's
TBD,
just
I would probably say it's going to be a minimal impact.
It's too early to know.
Yeah.
You know?
And like I said, unless Ryan's going to start making trades.
Hey, if Ryan
Dennis Lindsay is still there, Justin Zanuck is still there, Steve Starks is still there, and Quinn Snyder's still there. And as long as those four people are still calling the shots and kind of running the show, I don't think the on-court product of the Utah Jazz
will
is really going to
change.
Yeah.
But if he builds the Jazz anyway, like he built Qualtrics, I'm happy he's here.
Yeah. I mean, that guy made money. Speaking of money, buy or sell. I'll give you the topic, person, team, whatever it may be. You tell me if you're buying into it or if you're selling it. Starting off, buy or sell the Miami Dolphins as a playoff contender.
Sell.
I mean, if their defense keeps playing like that.
Not yet. Just not yet.
Yeah, it's not time yet.
Just sell.
I did, however, like Fitzpatrick's comments about Tua.
Uh, What about him?
It might not. One. Well, the last part might not be too appropriate to say on this show. So
got it.
But I'll show you guys after.
Yeah, all right. Show us after. I mean, they're second in the AFC East. They are. I mean, this. They're talking about potentially expanding playoffs to 8 teams this year. In which case, if it was 8, you'd have the Chiefs, Steelers, Ravens, Browns. I mean, you have a lot. Oh, I didn't even count the Titans, Colts. Titans, Colts, Steelers, Ravens, Browns. That's 5. Chiefs, 6. Bills, 7. And then it would really come down to Browns, Raiders, Dolphins.
Hmm. We'll see. I mean, yeah. I mean, for me, just all, it's just, I don't really care if how that lines up. I just can't buy into that. I don't have confidence in the Dolphins at all.
If their defense is balling, I mean, they have Cardinals this week, Chargers,
loss.
Broncos, Jets,
probable
Bengals.
Loss.
So Cardinals loss, we'll say. So that puts them at 4-4. Chargers, win or loss.
Probable loss. Maybe. That's a toss-up.
It's at home. So
that's a toss-up.
Chargers are having to come to the East Coast.
Toss-up.
I'm going to probably say win. At the Broncos.
A win. I'm just kidding. I don't know. We'll see.
So you're 6-4. Jets.
Win.
7-4. Bengals.
Probably win.
8-4. Chiefs, loss. 8-5. Patriots, win.
Toss-up.
9-4. Raiders, maybe. 10-4, or what was that?
There's no way they win all those games. They're going to slip up at least twice there.
I'm just saying. Buy or sell the Indianapolis Colts. Just as like a
buy their defense.
Solid contender.
Any team Phil Rivers on is a sell for me. He can't finish games. He can't finish seasons. Chokes. Come on.
Because their defense is legit.
Their defense is incredible.
Their defense is legit, but your wins have come against the Jets, the Bears, the Vikings, the Bengals, and the Lions.
Yeah.
Not the best of teams.
Like, your best win is the Bears?
Which is, I mean...
Your losses have come to the Jaguars and the Browns.
That Jaguars loss is
that's
bad.
That's a bad look.
That's a bad look.
I'm selling.
Wasn't that the week, though, that Gardner Minshew just decided to, like,
went off, though?
Yeah, I mean, Gardner Minshew.
I'm selling. Yeah.
Gardner Minshew had 3 touchdowns, no picks. Yeah. Rivers had a touchdown and 2 picks.
Yeah, so sell.
Buy or sell, Jimmy G has played his last snap for the 49ers.
Bye. Cue Zach Wilson.
So here's my... I told you I would talk about another potential quarterback that could come into play for the 49ers. So Jimmy G, after this year, his guaranteed money is ended. Like, they've paid him all his guaranteed money. And I think his $25 million that he's owed next year, you can just cut him and not have to give him anything. So, do that. There's a quarterback who is just a hair over $25 million. I think he's like $29 million next year on the books that a team could potentially try to move that fits Kyle Shanahan offense. And Kyle Shanahan and this quarterback went to a Super Bowl together, Matt Ryan. You bring in Matt.
Don't
want
him in the NFC West.
The choke artist.
You cut Jimmy G. You release him. You then trade you could trade like a 7th round pick for Matt Ryan if Atlanta just wants to get him off the books and rebuild, right?
Right.
Because you're going to have a new coach, a new GM. You're going to be picking high, right? If the Falcons just want him off the books and they draft, we'll say Justin Fields, you could probably get him for like a 7th-round pick. You bring him in just a few million dollars more than you were playing Jimmy G, and then say you're picking there at 14, 15, then you draft Wilson, and you have Wilson sit behind Matt Ryan for 2 years. I mean, think of all the connections. This is all going on in this big brain of mine. Zach Wilson trains with John Beck. You know who else trains with John Beck at the exact same workouts that Zach Wilson's been
the
going
one
to.
That Zach drives to?
Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
You know who else is at those workouts?
Matt Ryan.
Matt Ryan. You know who John played for in Washington and has a very good relationship with?
Shanahan?
Kyle Shanahan.
Wow.
So this big brain of mine.
Wow, you are
putting
connecting
it all
the dots,
together
my friend.
Of Zach gets drafted to the 49ers, plays under Matt Ryan for a year or two as he learns the Kyle Shanahan system from a Kyle Shanahan quarterback and a veteran quarterback. Then Matt Ryan retires when he's, you know, 38 years old, and Zach Wilson steps in to be the starter and the future of the 49ers.
The modern day Alex Smith.
I
don't know.
I wouldn't compare that yet. But that's just how this brain of mine's working right now.
Well, it's a good move. You know,
it's a good move.
Yeah,
that doesn't sound too insane.
I'm just saying. Keep your eye out.
I will.
Keep your eye out.
We will.
Buy or sell, the Washington football team could win the NFC East.
Buy. Oh. Do that whole division. Buy. The whole division freaking sucks. Of course they could still win it.
Where are they at in the division?
Me and Alex did the math.
I haven't looked. Where are they at in the division?
Second place.
And give me your math before I say sell, actually.
So we went through the schedules of the Eagles and Washington.
Yep.
And we determined that the winner of the conference truly could come down to Washington's Week 17 matchup at Philadelphia.
That is a very...
So pull up the Eagles schedule for me right now, Alex.
Okay.
And we'll go through this.
Okay, I want to hear the math first before I yell.
Okay. Because it's interesting to think about. And I think we figured out like a 5-11 Washington could win the division. So the Eagles... Eagles are 2-4-1.
Okay.
So let's just count wins here. So this week, Washington has the Giants. So we'll say that's a win for Washington. Yeah. That's a winnable game for Washington. They're 3-point favorites. Who do the Eagles have?
They've got a bye.
So Eagles have a bye.
Yeah.
So we're now sitting... So 3 wins for Washington, 2 for the Eagles. Washington then goes to Detroit.
Winnable game.
Winnable game. Who do the Eagles have?
Giants.
So we'll say the Eagles win, and we'll say the Washington loses.
Okay.
So now they're both sitting at 3 wins. Washington the next week has home versus the Bengals.
That they can win that.
The Eagles are away in Cleveland.
So that could be a loss.
Yes.
Because the Cleveland offense looks good. So now we'll say that Washington has 4 wins. Eagles have 3. You keep track of the Eagles' wins for me in this hypothetical.
Because right now we're at 3. We're at 3 wins.
And Washington's at 4 because they're 2 wins right now, and then they got wins at home versus the Giants and home versus the Bengals. Then Washington travels to the Cowboys.
Well, no. They're at 4 wins because we gave Giants the win. They gave them a Giants win because they're at 4 because they just beat the Cowboys. That was their 3rd win.
Oh, so are they at 3 wins?
So they're at 4 wins if we give them the Giants win.
Okay.
Because then they lose to the
Bruins. I thought we said Giants.
4 wins. So they're both at 4 wins. Yep. Okay. Then Washington travels to the Cowboys.
Yep.
Win.
A definite win.
Home against the Seahawks. Loss.
Loss. Then Washington travels to the Steelers. Loss.
They travel to Green Bay. Loss.
Then Washington's on the road against the 49ers. Even though the 49ers are decimated, we'll give them a loss.
Yep. At home against the Saints. Loss.
Then Washington is at home against the Seahawks. Loss.
Loss.
Then they are away against the Cardinals. Loss.
Then Washington's at home against the Panthers.
What's it?
I could go either way, but we'll probably say win. Loss. Revenge game for Ron Rivera, though.
Right.
Revenge game for Ron Rivera.
Maybe.
Oh, I may talk myself into that as a win.
In Dallas, I'm giving them a win. That's 5.
So then they're at 5-5. So they're both, but at this point, Eagles have the tiebreaker because they have a tie.
Correct.
So the Eagles are at 5-9-1.
Right. Last game of the season.
But last game of the season is Washington Eagles.
Wow.
If Washington wins that, that's 6 wins. And they'd have the tiebreaker over the Eagles because they would have swept them in the division.
You know what?
So 6-10 Washington could win.
That's what I'm saying. So it's one
realistically.
Bye.
NFC East.
You guys sold me on that.
Oh,
hard.
Yeah. We did this last week. So.
Thanks for laying out the math.
It's great. It's awesome. I love going through the schedule and trying to determine. And that's, I mean, the revenge game Panthers, the Washington may have it locked up even before that matchup with Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So But yeah,
I'll buy that.
Yeah, it's interesting to think about, huh?
Very interesting.
Buy or sell Coastal Carolina, top 25. I think they are in the top 20 now.
What's the rest of their schedule looking like?
I listen.
I don't know what you're buying them as, just as like a top 20 team.
All the schools are back. Everyone's back.
Coastal Carolina is...
Sell. 15th. Oh my goodness,
6-0
All the boys are back now. 6-0 Get them out of here. They won't last another week. Sell.
I'm going to buy until Liberty.
Sell.
What about Appalachian State?
Appalachian State, that's
App
a tough
State.
One.
Sell. Wow, sorry.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I'm
going to
sell.
Buy or sell James Harden could be traded.
I'll buy
There's
that.
There's rumors that now that Daryl Morey's in Philadelphia and Doc Rivers is the Sixers head coach, that they are wanting to trade.
And
for
I
James
hope
Harden.
That happens. Get him out of the West. I'm so sick of him. Another drop pass?
No, I changed it to Ohio versus Central Michigan. I had Ohio -3. Alex has Central Michigan +3. Ohio quarterback just broke off a big run to get to the Central Michigan 10-yard line with 50 seconds left, but there's a flag. We don't know what the flag is.
What's the score?
27-30.
For who?
For Central Michigan. Oh. So a touchdown for for Ohio, and we cover. If they don't score, he covers, or a field goal, we go into overtime. Was the penalty? Something on the – it was on the offense, though.
That sucks.
Holding. Ah.
Darn.
Holding. But a field goal, we go into overtime. So, so James Harden, interesting. I mean, Rockets to this point have said no on all
right.
offers.
I'm going to sell just because I want it to happen.
So you're reverse psychology?
Yes.
Okay.
Interesting. Yeah, well, just sell because it's not.
Buy or sell? Oh, incomplete pass. Buy or sell, Chris Paul will win an NBA championship.
So
the Thunder have been exploring trades. Right, they say, though, that they're going to trade him to a contender.
No, I doubt it.
Well,
so.
Okay,
and
so...
And he's going to have a say in where he goes.
Okay, so if that's true, then I don't know to buy or sell yet because I don't know who he's going to go.
Well, that's the whole point of the question.
You know,
you have to think about it.
Hot take, I'm going to buy right now.
Okay. All right.
So...
Because, I mean, if he has a say, he could very well be like, I want to go to L.A. and I want
to
play with my friend LeBron.
Because if he ends up going to... Either one of the LAs, but he wouldn't go back to the Clippers. But
I don't know what Lakers would give up.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy on that. All right, it's going to be fourth down.
I don't like him.
Fourth down for Ohio, so they're not going to be able to score a touchdown unless they go for it here. But they are in field goal range. Buy or sell, Oregon or USC will make the college football playoff.
Sell.
Sell.
All right.
No.
I think a 2-loss SEC team gets considered before a 7-0
Absolutely.
Pac-12.
Absolutely. 100%. This Pac-12 squad is not going to be it this year. Promise you that.
Hasn't been it ever.
Yeah, so, I guess.
All right, simple enough. I thought maybe someone would say
No.
Bye. College football playoff four, number one.
Clemson.
I have Alabama. That was some serious... Like, you don't have Trevor Lawrence, but you still have all these five-star athletes, and you're coached by Dabo Swinney, and you still need to come back and beat Boston College.
Yeah.
And you pretty much, you replaced Trevor Lawrence with another five-star quarterback.
I also have Alabama.
So I have Alabama.
Fair enough.
I don't think Alabama struggles to beat Boston College if Mac Jones gets hurt. And
True.
That's kind of...
Yeah, that's fair
That
enough.
Was my reasoning. You're number two.
Alabama.
Ohio State. So Clemson dropped a couple spots.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm okay with it. Listen, I can't.
2-0 have looked
my
good
boys.
Both times.
Those are my boys this year, right? That's my squad. So
false
you know.
Start. False start on Ohio.
Let's go, baby.
This is coming down.
Mine's Clemson, though. Let's throw that out there.
Number two?
My number two.
Number three.
Ohio State.
I have Clemson at three.
Ohio State.
Number four.
Notre Dame.
I have Cincinnati.
Still.
Ooh.
Still rolling
with
Cincinnati.
The
yep, still rolling with Cincinnati. They've looked Ohio's going for on fourth down. So
for now,
quarterback is in the shotgun, couple of hard counts, ball is snapped, drops back to pass. He's looking, he's making his reads, he throws. It is incomplete, and Central Michigan is going to win the ball game 30-27.
So that's a hit for your boy.
That's a win for Alex.
Imagine.
Ohio, son
Love
of
that.
A gun.
Love that.
But I'm going Notre Dame.
Four. I'm rolling with my G5s.
Yeah, do it.
Cincinnati's
dude.
Looked great on the offense and defensive side of the ball.
Do it.
And
they
Notre
have,
Dame.
Man. They're good.
Yeah. Was the defensive back there early? I don't know, but it's Maction.
There you go.
Who cares?
We don't call. We don't make that call. Oh, he definitely was there early. Game picks. Me and Alex picked all of these MAC games earlier today. I'm not sure exactly what our record is.
Decent. I think we both probably like got one of them wrong. I think we did decent.
Pull up the tweet. Let's see if we can
Max Schill.
Figure out our.
I got it.
All right, hold on. Let me pull up the scores here of the MAC. Just all MAC teams playing today too on a Wednesday night.
So
the
great.
Day after the election.
So great.
America needed that.
So start off with the first game that was picked.
So it was Kent State and Eastern Michigan. Right.
Kent
you took the under 65.5.
65.5, and there was 50 points scored, so that's a hit.
Okay. I took Kent State -4.5, so I think I lost.
Yeah, they won by 4.
See,
so that's
dude,
a loss.
Bad beats, man. I lost by 0.5. Okay, Western Michigan, you took Western Michigan -20.5. I took them -20.5.
They won by 45.
Smacked the crap
so,
out of them.
Boom. That's a hit.
Next one, you took Buffalo -14, and
yep.
I took the under of 53, which definitely didn't hit.
No. Buffalo almost hit the over by themselves.
Yeah.
But they are winning by 25. Northern Illinois does have the ball with 2 minutes left. But even if they scored a touchdown here, still 14, over 14. So I feel good about that one. That one should be a hit.
So you took Ohio -3, and I took Central Michigan over 3.
So that's a hit for you. That's a miss for me.
You took Miami, Ohio even.
Yes, that's a hit. They won.
And I took the over 56.
Boom, that's a hit.
Let's go.
They scored 69 points.
Fantastic. Bowling Green +24, not looking great, I'm
assuming.
They
are down 28-0 in the third quarter.
That's disgusting. And then you took the under,
yes,
which is still
28
still
points
there.
Have been scored. So.
Yeah. So listen, great.
So did I only miss on, my only miss was Ohio?
Yeah.
All right, all nice. The MAC games. Only miss was Ohio.
You
5-1.
Maction. 5-1. I went 4-2.
Not bad. Not a bad day for some Maction.
Yeah, we love that.
I love that.
Can you name this episode Maction?
Maction. The Mac is back.
Mac is back.
Game
picks.
Okay, now the game picks that count.
Yep.
We'll start with BYU at Boise State Friday night. BYU favored by 3, over under set at 60.5.
Give me BYU -3. It's easy. Come on. Yeah. I have faith in your boys.
I also have BYU -3.
I have faith in your
BYU
boys.
-3
Boise State
well.
Looked good, but they played a really crappy Utah State team.
Utah State stinks.
Yeah, so it's whatever.
Stinks.
They do.
All right.
Clemson at Notre Dame. Clemson 5.5 points as of this morning when I put the lines down. So that's where we're going off of.
Still taking him.
Over under set at 51.5.
Yep, still taking him -5.5.
Devin.
I'll take it -5.5.
I'm not touching the line. Without Trevor Lawrence, and then I think more Clemson players are going to be out.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
So I am taking the under.
There you go.
51.5.
There you go.
I don't think the Notre Dame offense is not that great, and they're going against Clemson defense, and Clemson without some playmakers. I'm going with the under 51.5. Your college football wild card pick.
I'm taking the under in the Utah-Arizona. It's 58.8.
51.8?
58.
Under.
Dang it. That was mine.
You can still go with it.
You still do
okay,
it.
Okay, I'm going to go there.
All right. You and Alex so far. If Alex does well, you'll do well, Devin. I have Michigan -3.
Alex.
Listen, my game pick, I'm beating all of you guys in game picks right now.
That's true.
Leading the squad.
So, let me just...
I have Michigan -3. There's no way that Harbaugh, after losing to Michigan State, is going to come out and lose
rough,
to Indiana.
Rough kick in the... Nats.
Like Michigan's not
Harbaugh.
Good. Michigan's not great, but Harbaugh.
Hey, bring Urban
at this
Meyer.
Point, if they lose to Indiana, Harbaugh may be gone.
Urban Meyer, man, he's the new coach. You see Barstool.
There, I would say a 0% chance.
I know. It was just funny. Michigan fans are tweeting that.
Giants at Washington football team. Washington football team 3-point favorite over under set of 42.
Giants +3.
Devin. This is a tough one. But I need Washington to win, so our 5-11.
I did buy on that.
It's okay. Yeah. I still bought two, but I like the game
pick.
The
Giants can cover,
here.
Yeah.
The Giants can still cover.
I'm taking Washington full out.
Washington coming off a bye week. Giants has just played Monday Night Football.
See Daniel Jones throw, I'm taking him outright.
No Landon Collins for Washington, who's out for the season.
I don't think that'll make a difference.
Saints at the Bucks. Bucks minus -5, over under set at 51.5.
I heard Drew Brees could be hurt.
Yeah. I got Bucks minus -5.
I haven't seen that.
I haven't seen it
Google
either.
It.
But Bucks minus -5 for me.
I didn't check the source, so Google it.
NFL memes.
No, yeah. It was like Sporty McSports. I'm just kidding.
ESPN, New Orleans Saints, Drew Brees, Alvin Kamara shrug off injury report status. I guess more just like a midweek.
Okay.
It's not like they're
actually. I did see that, so I.
All right. That's fair. Who you got?
The way the Buccaneers played. No, I'm just taking the Buccaneers outright. As much as I love Taysom Hill, I think Brady's going to come back and just.
51.5. Pound him. Give me that over. 51.5 with these two offenses. I think Emmanuel Sanders is back too for the Saints and possibly Michael Thomas. So I like the over in this game. NFL wild card pick.
Seahawks minus -3.
You came into the studio today saying this could be a game that you lose.
Sure.
But you're picking
possible,
one.
But yeah.
Devin?
What's the spread for the Packers 49ers? Let's look.
Yeah, I don't know. It's probably changed a lot.
That's true. I'm just taking Packers to cover whatever spread it is.
All right.
Okay.
Can you look that up for us, Alex?
What?
The Packers 49ers spread.
I'm trying to find it.
You have to look on the Barstool app, though. That's because that's where we're getting our odds.
Yeah, I'm pulling
okay.
My NFL wild card, I hate this pick so much. This is my only pick that I don't like, which means it was probably going to be the only pick that hits. I picked Seahawks versus Bills over 54.5.
Real quick, minus -7.5.
Okay.
For Packers.
Okay. I picked this game this morning, and I picked Seahawks versus Bills over 54.5. Then, on my way to work today, as I was driving, I realized that the Seahawks are having to kick off at 10 p.m. local time, Seattle, because it's a game at Buffalo, and it's a 1 p.m. kick, which means it's 10 o'clock Seattle. And I realized that the Bills are going to have to face a Seattle defense that just got Carlos Dunlap in a trade with Cincinnati, and Jamal Adams is back. But I'm still sticking with the 54.5.
Yeah.
Will I regret it? Most certainly. Screw it. Under. under.
I can't wait for it to hit the over, and he's going to be so pissed.
Under 54.5.
Okay. Watch when DK when he throws a DK for three.
That's the thing is I have the confidence in Seattle.
Right, but listen,
I don't have the confidence in Buffalo.
Throws the DK for three, right? Zach Moss gets another two piece, and Chris Carson runs in for one or two.
Under.
Okay.
Under. Okay. I don't know. Under. No, I'm sticking with my gut. Over. Over. I'm gonna. I'm trying to do the math in my head. That means each team has to score at least 26. I don't know if the Bills can score 26, man. I don't know if they can. What's the weather like? That'll determine. What's the weather like here in Buffalo, New York on Sunday morning? Sunny, 65, over. Give me the over. Over 54.5. Your outright upset pick, Alex.
My outright upset pick, Dolphins over the Cardinals this weekend. Love
Ooh,
it.
You sold the Dolphins.
Yep.
But here you are picking them.
Has to happen.
Devin, your outright upset pick.
I don't know.
This could be anyone.
I know. My outright.
While he looks, I'll give you mine.
Okay.
My outright upset pick is going to be Broncos plus +3.5 over the Falcons in Atlanta.
Okay.
Broncos, they're a little frisky. They're dangerous. They're in the dangerous category where they're not good, but you never know. Philip Lindsay, too, against that Falcons defense.
True. I'm going to go Colts over Titans.
Ooh, what's the line right now?
I'm not on. Let's see.
I mean, not that it matters, but I'm just curious.
Have him. I'm trying to find that. I don't have
7.5, something like that.
Get a Barstool.
Anything else? Anything we missed? Anything you want to touch on?
Go Hawks.
Oh, yes, points. We need the points. Points. We need lots of points. From all of us here at Tuned In Sports, that's going to be it for the Off-Field Generals podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm sure this is not the only podcast you listen to, and I'm sure the host of whatever other podcast you do listen to tells you to go like, subscribe, do whatever they tell you to do for their podcast. While you're at it, you might as well go and do all those same things for us here at the Off-Field Generals podcast. Like, subscribe, leave a review. Also go follow us on Twitter, follow us on Instagram, like us on Facebook. Also, I haven't posted anything to YouTube in a while, but you can also go subscribe to our YouTube page as well. That'll do it for us. Peace.